Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
You're with Andrew Hughes on RSN 927, our mini country racing radio relays. Well known in the country racing world as our next guest. Of course, these days looking after the Royal Show and the many events they do hold out there at the showgrounds. But of course, the Royal Show is the big highlight. Mark O'Sullivan, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Andrew. And certainly the show is well underway.
It is a busy time for you, a lot of planning for what is essentially a very, very, very busy time. Just before we talk about some of the aspects that are, of course, interest to our racing listeners, the off-the-track equestrian and so on, how big is the show in 2016? Of course, in an era where it's iPads and technology and perhaps... modernisation, is the show as relevant these days as ever?
It certainly is. I mean, we've had very, very strong pre-sales leading up to the show, and certainly very, very strong interest out there, you know, right across the state of Victoria, because the show is really, it really is an iconic event. It's an event that has evolved with the times, and it's an important event to bring country and the city together. It's a great community event. And it's an event that can be enjoyed with family and friends, and it's about celebrating. We're saying, let's come to the show and let's celebrate the very best Victoria has to offer.
Now, there'll be listeners to our interview today that, of course, live on farms or with horses or are in country areas, and they might be bemused by my next question. But in all seriousness, you will have many people in their thousands over the next couple of weeks. It'll be their only experience each year that they come in contact with so-called farming and agricultural and country way of life.
It certainly is, and that's a very, very important aspect of the show nowadays, of course. With the urbanisation of our population, there's no doubt that many families, many people, there's a huge percentage who do not come in contact with the land, with farms or what goes on out on in rural properties. I mean, in our day, of course, we had friends and families who we could always go and visit their farms. Nowadays, it certainly is significantly reduced. And the urbanisation, I mean, it makes the show even more relevant. And that interaction, experience of agriculture, of farm animals, of hands-on interactive experiences as well, is really, really vital. And that education about where food comes from, how milk is produced, how cheese is produced, etc., etc., is an extremely important element of the show, and we really understand that. We've really expanded the animal and farm animal experiences this year.
Logistically, how big a challenge is it for so much animal stock to be on the property? Obviously, you stagger the days for different breeds for judging, but of course, a lot of people are coming many hundreds of k's away, maybe longer. In terms of getting all of the different animals on your site and into areas to stay and accommodating them, is that one of the biggest tasks you have each year?
Oh, it certainly is. It's a major logistical planning exercise. There's no doubt about that. And we do have great cooperation, really. It's a real team effort, of course, with exhibitors and with our staff here throughout the show. And, of course, all of our volunteers have helped make the competitions happen. We do rotate different species of animals throughout the show. So the show is kicked off with sheep, of course, and with heifers and steers to start off with. And then we gradually rotate through to the beef cattle at the second half of the show. We've got thousands of animals coming right through the centre of Melbourne, really, through this metropolitan venue. Thousands of animals, really high quality, of course, animals coming from all over Victoria and interstate. We've got many interstate exhibitors from Queensland, from New South Wales, from even Western Australia and Tasmania. So they travel far and wide to get here, and it is a major logistical exercise, but it all seems to work. It's all well planned, and there's great cooperation between exhibitors and, of course, our staff here throughout the event. And of course, there's a huge number of horses that compete on the arena as well. Huge number of dogs in the championship dog show. So it certainly is the diversity is amazing, really. The diversity here during the course of the 11 days. And as I've said to people many times, it's like running, you know, something like many race meetings, in 11 days.
We're chatting to Mark O'Sullivan, the Royal Show underway. Of course, we mentioned your association with country racing going back a few years ago. I wonder if you ever imagined then that in your role at the show that you'd be talking about thoroughbreds being involved at the Royal Show. Off the Track is a program, of course, post-racing careers. All of the codes are doing so much now to make sure that the different breeds have some sort of a post-racing life in terms of fulfillment. And once again, there is quite a link between former racehorses on the track and the Royal Show once again this year, Mark.
There certainly is, and we are delighted. And it is a terrific program. So Racing Victoria are to be congratulated with this particular program. There's 70 off-the-track participants in the Horses in Action program this year at the show. A very well-known one, of course, is Sir Mione, who will be competing, but there are plenty of others, and they are scattered right throughout the various the various events during the show, and I'm sure, and of course including the time-honoured and of course high-quality event, the Gary Owen Equestrian Turnout, but there's also show jumping, and there's a whole myriad, of course, of terrific events on the arena in terms of the Horses in Action program. And as I said, there's 70 off-the-track participants throughout the program this year, which is fantastic. And in terms of the show jumping, we also have the World Cup qualifier for show jumping, which is always it's a big highlight of the show jumping program. And as I mentioned before, the Gary Owen Equestrian Turnout for female riders competing for top honours in that particular event. And many, many other prestigious equestrian events during the course of the show.
Of course, Mark, in your role there, as I mentioned, a lot of people just get to the show for the Royal Show, but in your role as the chief executive of the RASV, it's car shows, it's food and wine, it's a lot of things happening out there. It's a venue that's used a lot. But for many people, it is the Royal Show is the main time they go there each year. And a lot of people do reminisce. I'm sure there'll be people there, granddads, before they take their kids to buy their show bags, that'll say, see that? That's a betting window. See this? This is where I used to come to see the trots many, many years ago. Now, I know when people get there and they try to imagine where the trotting was, it's been sort of moved around a bit, hasn't it? Because Queensland, with their big show up there, and a lot of the country shows have reintroduced, I'm sure you're aware, trotting races as part of the show carnival. You can't really do that, can you? Because what we used to know of as the trotting track is a bit more condensed and utilised in other ways now. Is that right?
That's correct. So the old harness track here at the showgrounds, which we all know was an absolute, which was an absolute classic, and so many great memories of that. That now is the area called Town Square. So Town Square is a terrifically grassed area in the centre of the showgrounds, and the actual roadway around the outside of Town Square was the old trotting track. So certainly right in front of our offices here, to tell you the truth, so you can actually see some of the evidence of the harness track, but it certainly is. Is very much unrecognisable now. And our arena is a condensed, smaller arena, so people who come and watch the events at the arena are certainly, you know, very much up close and it's a terrific atmosphere around the arena. They can actually see all the action that's going on and really get a great experience in terms of what all the action that does happen on Herald Sun Arena. But yes, you can still see where the old trotting track was. And incidentally, right across Town Square, that's where we have a very big expanded farmyard animal area, interactive animal area with with hundreds of actually different species of animals that you would find out there on farms throughout Victoria.
And Rick Milne comes along to our studio from time to time to talk memorabilia. I think he would agree. Would one of your most valuable items of memorabilia be the, and I'm not sure if it's heritage listed, but the 4 and 20 pie sign?
It's certainly iconic, there's no doubt about that. And it is actually a heritage. It's a heritage listed.
I thought it might be.
Yes, it is. And so many, many people still say, I'll meet you at the pie under the sky. And it certainly is. It's a great pointer, really. You can actually see it wherever you are, basically around the showgrounds. And it was the site actually of, I understand, the first pie factory in Melbourne. So that's basically that was the site of the first pie factory, where the pie under the sky is now.
Fantastic. As we wrap it up, still no shortage of great show bags.
Now, there's plenty of show bags, of course, and that's part of the fun and excitement of the show. There's something like in excess of 350 show bags. They range from $1 and $2 right through the price range.
What's the most you think? When I've been there with my young daughter, we might allow her to get a half a dozen or two or three or whatever. But in your years there, what's the most you think you've seen someone walk out with in a family? What sort of numbers are you talking? You might be the record haulage a family would walk out the gates with, or roll out the gates with in trolleys, maybe.
I'm not too sure the record haulage, but I have seen prams and pushers weighed down basically with many, many show bags.
Gosh,
I would say there could be something like 20 or 30
different
show bags, but. They are. There's a big range, of course,
and
the favourite being the Birdie Beetle.
Well, is it true that Beetle, you can only now get the Birdie Beetle in the show bag at the show?
Absolutely.
Is that right? You can't get it at stores anymore, can you?
No, the Birdie Beetle's exclusively to the show, and it has been here, as we all know, it's many, many, many years. It's certainly a real favourite, and that's something like about the memories of the show, of course. And the Birdie Beetle bag, there's different ranges, but it ranges from $2 up to a bit more expensive. But the $2 Birdie Beetle, you can't beat it. It's fantastic, of course. And of course, as you said before, the Winning Taste Pavilion with all our award-winning food and drink and pop-up restaurants from around Melbourne. We do cover the whole value chain, right from the paddock to the plate here at the Royal Melbourne Show. The really important part of it is that people can come here, have a great day out with family and friends, and really engage with agriculture, engage with farmers, and also enjoy some great food and wine that's on offer.
Great to chat to you, Mark. I know you're very busy. Appreciate your time, and all the best. Should be a terrific couple of weeks. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, and I just recommend that people visit royalshow.com.au to get in and get the tickets online.
Terrific. Mark O'Sullivan there, the Royal Show underway.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.